Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever you're in tonight, you can come out. You say, sister, how do I get out? Praise your way out. Can I get somebody to praise your way out? You might be sitting next to somebody that may not need a miracle, but tell them, I have an emergency. I gotta praise my way out. Oh, glory. Come on, I tried it and it worked. He breaks every fetter. That's why I don't care how long it takes. I don't mind waiting. Now, I don't think you heard what I said. I don't care how long it takes. If it takes him 20 years, because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So guess what? I'm not just waiting on God. I'm waiting in God. Because I know he holds my destiny. And the Bible said he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come. Somebody just start shouting if you know that he's making a way for you to come out. Hey! Oh. Oh. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Early one morning in 5 a.m. prayer, I had finished the prayer on Tuesday morning, and I had raised the sacrificial offering. And the presence of the Lord filled the room. And I was going through a mighty trial at the time. And the Spirit of the Lord dropped these words and this song in my spirit. And I just started singing. And it has become my anthem. And when I can't see my way out of a situation, and the devil trying to make me frustrated because it looks like God ain't moving, I turn around and tell the devil, I don't mind waiting. Somebody just start shouting that. Shout it back in the face of the enemy. Let the devil know that whatever you tried, it ain't gonna work, because I don't mind waiting. Dr. Pena.
Man, God bless each and every one of you. We thank you once again for joining us, joining me here at the Harvest New Life Church Blog Talk Internet Radio Program. Well, we're just getting under the way and getting things started. But I tell you, it's a beautiful morning God has created. It's a morning that's created that we've never seen before, never heard of before. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be in the land of the living this morning. For those you don't have a church home, don't have a place to go and worship this morning, you can also join us this morning on our actual studio called Dealing with the Word of God. We're going to be in the book of Jeremiah, studying out the book of Jeremiah, dealing with God's sure word. I tell you, it's a mighty word that's coming from the kingdom of God. And it's going to be something that you're going to take hold of, and it's going to help you in your walk with Christ, dealing with the sure word of God. We are located here at 701 East Campbell Road here in the city of Richardson, Texas. Most of you, as I say, come on the show, know that our Sunday services take place every second and fourth Sunday. It's our live physical service. You can come into actual building, and you can be able to sit and see just what we do in person with the Word of God and how it relates to the kingdom work that he's doing in our life. It's a different setting. It's a powerful setting. It's not a traditional setting. It's a mighty move and a wave of Christ and the way he's designed things. I believe that the vision he gave me for this season And also, we're a church that believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. We believe in the power of the Son and the Holy Spirit. We walk in the very power and the presence of God. We believe in all the very gifts of the Spirit. Now, we ask you to come out and be with us. We're multiracial church. And we have all kinds of varieties of couples and people that come in and be a part of our service. And I think it's beautiful when you can just mix and mingle like that and be able to come to the Word of God. As I say it all the time, and I don't want to prolong the time. And for those of you who get your Bibles and we want to go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, we actually in our Sunday school teaching this morning, and we're going to be dealing with the subject on today, God's sure word. And it is a sure word to come from the kingdom. It's also in our Bible studies. We're going to break this up verse by verse. We're going to hear just what the word of the Lord has to say that's coming from the kingdom. Amen. Father God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to be before your throne once again. Be to bring your word, Father God, which is a revelatory word that always comes from the kingdom. Father God, we know that that's not a weapon, that it's not anything that can be formed against us. It's got the ability to prosper. We understand and realize, according to the kingdom of God, that the just shall walk by faith. Father God, we walk by faith this morning. And we believe and understand and realize that to you, Father God, everything and all things are possible. We ask you, Father God, to take hold of us this morning, Lord. Look upon us, Lord. Look upon your servants. Keep us safe and sound. Let us realize and understand that the work that we're doing is not of ourselves, but it's of you. Give us the understanding, realizing, knowing that you're God, and beside you there's no other, Father. Hold us, Father God, as we bring forth this word. Give us revelation from your kingdom, that we may know and understand and realize that through everything you do in our lives, Father God, is because of you and you only. Father God, these things we ask not of ourselves, but of the power of the Most High God. Lord, it's been decreed, it's been declared, it's been declared, it's been decreed, that even as we go forth, Father God, you have already given us the revelatorial information we need to do. That's what you have said that comes from the kingdom of God. We thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord, amen. Well, the word of God does declare and decree over in the book of Jeremiah. Powerful word came from Joshua last week. Guys, didn't get a chance to get in on that. But a strong word comes over in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11. Judah has broken their covenant with Christ, and God is kind of in an upset side about them. He's letting them know that, hey, look, this is something you weren't able to do. You were not supposed to break my covenants and my commandments. These are things I've given to you, honored unto me, that you may continue to trust and believe in me, that everything I've told you in this season will come to full fruition. But it goes over in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, and it speaks like this. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear ye the words of the covenant. Speak unto the men of Judah and unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say unto them, thus say the Lord, God of Israel, cursed be the man who obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them from out of the land of Egypt, from the fences, saying, obey my voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So shall my people in I will be your God. In other words, so shall you be my people and I will be your God. I want to get some understanding about the process that when this word also came in the book of Deuteronomy, we see the power of God's word. When he gave them the land, if you take your word, we're in a study this morning. If you take your Bible, you go back to the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to stay here in the book of Jeremiah chapter 11. But I want to go back to the book of Deuteronomy here a second. We're going to roll over to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're going to hear what the Lord is saying concerning his word to his children about the commandments and the covenant that he's placed in their lives, that even before they went into the land, he told them that to obey my word. You got to obey this word, because this is going to be a sure word that's going to come from the kingdom that's going to allow you to prosper in whatever you're doing. So we go to the book of Deuteronomy, let's stay with Jeremiah chapter 11. I want to flip over to the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to get focused here this morning, hear what the word of God has to say. And it says over in the actual 8th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and it says that all the commandments I command you this day shall you observe. Now, that's to mean to obey and to mean to look at them in such a way that you just don't take them lightly. Because when you take God's word lightly, you know, he tell you to observe the words. There's a promise he got from your obedience. You know, it is better for you to be obedient. Assumption is always worse than denial. It's always worse than rebellion. So you don't ever assume anything. Your job is to man the will of God, and our job is to get on our knees and make sure we hear clearly from the word of God in terms of what he has commanded us to do in his covenant. Now, as I said before, we're going to stay in the book of Jeremiah chapter 11, but we're going to roll back here. We're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it says, all the commandments which I command you this day, you shall observe to do that. You may live and multiply and go into the presence, or go and possess, excuse me, the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Now, when we look at the process, how the word of God, he swore his word unto his father, to their fathers, it's a word that comes over in the book of Proverbs. No, it's Psalms. Excuse me, Psalms 84:39. It talks about how he wouldn't revert his covenant. No, he revert his plan. He won't alter his plan. No, he alter his covenant. But he told on, he reached on down a bit, and he talks about how David said he swore by his holiness. He said he swore by his holiness in Psalm 89:35. He said, David said, God has swore by his holiness. That means God gives a word and he commands a word, it's going to come to full fruition. Even as we look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you obey all the commandments I command to me, I command you to come to me, you know, you will live and you will multiply, not only in the physicality, but in the spiritual. You know, sometimes we get the little gathering around us, we get a little whatever you may have, things, and we seem to think that God's doing everything. No, God said, I ain't in the physical. I'm in the spiritual. The things you obtain is for you. But I want you to understand that I got the ability to give you what you need if you obey my commandments. And what I want to give you is the empowerment through the Holy Spirit to give unto you that what I possess, what I've given to you to, that you may possess the land in such a way that you may go out and do the Matthew 28, to go out to all the world and proclaim the gospel. Now, it's not so much he gives you the physicality. That's fine. You get your houses, cars, your jobs, your money's good. But God said, I want to do something greater on the inside of you. And 1 Corinthians 2:9 talks about that your eyes haven't seen, your ears have not heard. The things that God has in store for you hasn't even entered into your heart. Now, we may have the physical things around us that make it look like we're being prosperous. God said, no, the work I want to do for you is in you. Because I want to be inside of you, and greater than he that is in you, that he that is in the world. So remember, it's not so much that the physical things you have in your presence. God want to do the work in you according to his commandments. When you obey his commandments, then the physical things will come around you. But your job is to be able to line up according to the word of God and be able to understand that God is not interested in the physical part of the things you do. He's interested in the spiritual things you do according to his word that he's put in the kingdom. That's coming from the kingdom. He wants you not to be denied the work that he's put in you, but he wants you to do the work that he's called you to do. So the work that he wants to do in you is greater than your surroundings. In other words, you don't look too much at the very parallel around you. God wants you to focus on the vertical. I mean, you got to cast your eyes toward him. That even when God begins to bless you with all the things that you need around you, God wants you to keep your eyes on him. To know that it's through him that everything that you have came through his promise. He told them in that first verse of Deuteronomy 8, he said, obey my commandments, just as I told your fathers. And we know the story of what happened in Egypt. When Moses went and brought the children out of Egypt. We know that they did some actual negative rebellion. They had some rebellion. They was in the midst of the desert, but they had what you call an Egypt mentality. They still were stuck on the leeks and the garlic. They feel that the Egyptians was doing them a lot better. The taskmasters equipping them was a lot better than building the wilderness and trusting God to provide for them whatever they need. And it's what we have sometimes in the kingdom of God, that sometimes when God blesses us with something, a majority of the time when God blesses us with something, we seem to think we're a little bit more than the next person. And God said, I never designed for you to be that way. That's why the word came to them over in Jeremiah 11 and speaking to the men of Judah in Jerusalem because of their disobedience toward God. And God is about to deal with them in this matter. But let me finish this out here in Deuteronomy 8 before I go back to actually chapter 11 of Jeremiah. It says over in the second verse of Deuteronomy 8:2, and you should remember all that way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove to you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep my commandments or not. Now, God takes us through tests. When we go through things, God takes us through. And he takes us through in such a way he wants us to understand that, look, I'm not here to hurt you, but when you get into crunch time, I really want to know who you believe in. You know, because mercy and grace is already traveling with you. You know, when you go through hard times in your life, it seems like things are not moving correctly, and you're calling on me, I hear your word, but I want to know where your heart is in the midst of these dilemmas that you're going through. When we look at the second verse of Deuteronomy 8, it says, with the believer, everything is a test. We understand that everything, as a believer, is a test that we go through. It's a season that we go through. It's kind of like when you do a test in school, you may have got a bad grade on it, but the teacher gives you the opportunity, and sometimes when it gives you favor, to either make up the test at the end of the semester or maybe the next following week. You get a chance to go out and study again and then come back and actually pass that test. But in God, it's seasoned. And God's season is not according to men's season, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall. That's not God's season. God's season is how you prevail in the very test that you're going through in your life, that when you're going through it, how you depend on him to bring you through whatever it is that you're dealing with. You hear me use the word about proclivity. You hear me use the word about subvert. These things in your life that they direct you in the opposite way to make you feel opposite of what God has already promised you. But what he tells you over in the book of Hebrews, that now faith is, just that first part, now faith is, I mean, it's at hand now. Going through the midst of your situation, this is what you got to depend on. You got to have faith that even though you don't see it coming to pass right then and there, God has swore by his word, swore by his holiness, according to Psalms 84 and 39. He says, swore by his word. When you understand that he says that my covenants I will not alter. He says he swore by his word in Psalms 89. He said, I swore by my word. David said, God has sworn by his word. And when we look at the book of Numbers, I'm going to get myself lined up here, the book of Numbers, we want to realize and understand that when we look at Numbers 23, it's just a powerful scripture of God's covenant and his command and his word. It's a powerful word that his word will not go back void. He tells us that in Isaiah 55 and 11. My word, it can't. I'm God. Because when you look at the word, God's word, and we look at the creation of the universe in the book of Genesis, everything that God done, he said it was good. And he said it was good. When you look at the beginning of Genesis, look at chapter 1, you see what he said. Everything he spoke, he promoted it. He didn't have to have anybody to come along to make it feel in such a way that they need anybody to try to add to it. No, God's word is a sure word. He don't need no help from anybody. If it's anything, we need help from him. So God's word is a sure word. And he goes on and said, and I'm going to go back to Jeremiah 11 here, but I want to read this next verse in Deuteronomy 8 and 3. He said, he humbled you and suffered you to hunger, and he fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that the man does not what live by what bread alone, but by every word that not the proceeding. That's the proceeding. Everything that goes out of God's mouth, according to Isaiah 55 and 11, every word that goes out of his mouth goes forth. He said the proceeding out of his mouth of the Lord does man live. This is what we live by, the sure word of God. It's a sure word, meaning it's not a void word. It's a sure word. And when you take your Bibles, you look over the book of Isaiah, you go to the book of Isaiah, and you see the power in God's word. And let's just flip over to Isaiah. We're going to teach it. We're going to teach them in Sunday school. So we want to make sure you get all that you need according to the word of God. We want to hear just what the word of God is saying concerning this particular verse. Now, we go to Isaiah. We go to 55, and we look at Isaiah 55 and 11. We want to see just what the Lord is saying here according to his word. We want to see something here. He says in 55 and 11, he says like this. He says that, for the mountain should depart, and the hills be removed, Now, I'm in 55:11. I want you to see this. The heel be removed. But my kindness should not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, who has mercy on you. This is a powerful word. This is a powerful word. This will take place at the second coming, when Israel will then accept Christ as the Savior and Lord. We read that in Zechariah 3:1. When you accept the Lord's word, when you accept the fact that what God said is not a void word, it's got the power to accomplish and do that and all in, you will understand and realize it's through him that you do exceedingly, abundantly all that your little mind can imagine and even think of. That's why he said your eyes haven't seen nothing, your ears haven't heard anything, nor has it entered into your heart the things that God has in store for you. Meaning God's got a sure word that's coming from the kingdom of God. That meaning no weapon can be formed against you. When you realize and understand that you walk under the covenant of Christ, then there is no failure in the kingdom of God. There can be no failure in the work that he's put in you. That he that began a great work in you, according to the book of Philippians 1:6, that he said, Philippians, was it he that began a great work in you? He says he will perform it complete until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6 tells you that. Meaning God's word is not a void word. And he goes over in Isaiah 55:11. Now, the first one we read, I want to make a correction. That was Isaiah 54:11. We're talking about how the word will actually, in Isaiah 55:10, he makes a correction. Isaiah 55:10, it says that the mountains should depart and the hills should remove, but my kindness should not be departed from you, neither should the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, who has mercy on you. Now, this we read this over in the book of Zechariah 13:1. But that was in Isaiah 54:10. I wanted to make a correction on that, how God is sustained to be there with you through whatever midst that you're going through. But he brings a word in Isaiah 55:11. He says, so to the words that go forth out of my mouth, that should not return unto me void. God said, everything I speak is not void. It's going to come to fruition. But it shall accomplish what I please and what I shall prosper in the things whereunto. He said, whereunto I sent it. God's word is a cleaved word. It's a creative word. It's a word of utterance. It's a word of results. It's a word of achievement, and it's been achieved. It is given not to just for special times, but it's to the benefits of God's people through all ages. God gives his sure word to us to will us to understand and realize that it's through him that we do all according to his will, all according to his plan, and all according to his purpose. Now, I want to go back over to the book of Jeremiah, and I want to make sure that we're following here, because God said he gives a sure word that comes from the kingdom of God. We're over in the book of Jeremiah. We left off in Jeremiah 3, and it goes, says in Jeremiah 11:3, it says, and say unto the people, thus say the Lord, this is a sure word of Israel, cursed be the man who obeyed not the words of this covenant. Now, let's think about that. You know, the law means a command. And we understand when the law gives you a command, especially when it's coming from the kingdom, it's just like in the law here in the land. When you get a word from the Lord here in the land, or you get a word from the actual law of this land, you know, if you go against it, then that's going to be repercussions. Repercussions mean that you can get fines, imprisonment. It tells you this all the thing. Any of the laws that you see that come out, you watch certain movies, they talk about the copyrights of certain movies and imprisonment and all these different things can come against you. If you go against those laws, which I know some people do, they go copy the movies anyway and they go bootleg them out there. But that's not what the Word of God tells us. I mean, the Word of God says that in his word that you can't go against his word without receiving the consequences of rebellion. You know, because what happens when we look at this third verse, he said cursing. The word curse describes the law meaning that the demands of death. That's what the curses mean. It's a area that leads to death. If you continue to sin and you continue to do opposite what the word of God says in his commandment, then death is already promised. It's a sure word. It's going to come to you. The function of the law cannot give life. The function of this law cannot give life. to the dead. You know, a dead man can't live once he's dead. He can't function to the law because he's dead. And he says that the lawbreaker, when you people who breaks the law gives the man to make them feel the need of the Savior. This is what the Word of God does. He gives you the law that you may feel the need of the Savior. That when you follow the commandments of word of God's Word, you follow His statutes, meaning God said, my Word is sure to save you to whatever it is that's going on in your life. It's a sure Word that comes from the kingdom of God. Meaning that the difference between the land, the law of the land, and the law of the kingdom is totally different. The law of the land don't even have something to have mercy on you. Sometimes you hear people say justice is blind. Well, it is blind because it picks and chooses who you want. But when God chooses you as being His children, who He created from the foundation of the earth, guess what? Mercy and grace falls upon you in every direction. Now, when you obey the word of God, and you seem to slip or fall outside of what God has commanded you to do during the time that you're here and living the lifestyle He gives you to live in terms of His commandments, and when you fall short, guess what? The word of God, because every man falls short, but we got to believe and understand that mercy and grace, but we can't continue to keep sinning knowing that grace abounds. We got to believe and understand and realize that our conditions of the law of the land is opposite of the conditions of the law of the kingdom. The law of the land conditions the sinners to death. It's a curse. But at the same time, the law of the kingdom sends you to death too. If you continue to do opposite of what God told you, and you continue to rebel, and you get turned over to a reprobated mind, you'll fall in that category also of a heavy sentence. But as a sinner, in the need of the Savior, God is there to help you with whatever proclivity that you're going through. He says over in the fourth verse of Jeremiah chapter 11, that which I command your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Let's listen to this. And from the furnace, and obey my what voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So you shall what live in my people. In other words, it says like this in the word of God. He says, so shall you be my people, and I'll be your God. God has claimed you. Then when you understand and realize the word according to the book of Romans 10:8-9, the confession of your mouth, believe and declare and decree according to Ephesians 1:21, that even when it seems like the enemy is coming against you, God say, I'm more far above than you, everything you can imagine, even think of, that the enemy can't come against you. Matter of fact, Ephesians 1:20 tells you far above all principalities and power and dominion. Not only name this world, but everything that was to come. But you got to be in the covenant with Christ. And you got to live according to His word and according to His commandments. And we need to understand and realize that the life that we're living right now is a sure word when we're living as Christians. He goes on and says over here in Jeremiah 5, that I may perform my oath. Now, we know what an oath is. An oath. I've sworn, just like a commandment. I've sworn my oath, my mouth, my verbal speaking. I've sworn by my oath, which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them the land that flows of milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I, said, so be it, Lord. So be it, O Lord. Meaning that now that you understand and realize that God is giving you a sure word, that through His grace and through His mercy and through His power, you have been given the ability that's far beyond and far greater than any man can imagine to even think of. God has put you on a pedestal so high that even in the midst of you being on that pedestal, God said you cannot fall unless you just deliberately rebel against my word. But when I know you're trying, when I know you have done all that you know how to do, the Bible says you just stand. And what do we do when we stand? When obstacles are coming at us, people are talking about us, finances are coming at us, we got to stand on the word of God. In other words, when you look at the book of Luke 6:46, he said, why do you call me Lord? Why do you claim me? And you do not the things I say. In other words, the things that God tells us is His commandment. He said He began a commandment to bless according to the book of Numbers 23:19-20. He said He cannot reverse it. It's a sure word. He tells us in Isaiah 55:11, His word won't go void. He tells us in Isaiah 54:10 that even when the mountain and the hills begin to depart, according to Zechariah 13:1, God said, I'll still be in the midst of whatever it may be that you're going through. I'll be there to hold you up with my right hand, not the left, but the right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to tell you something here that's going to help you in your walk, knowing that God's word is a sure word that comes from the kingdom. And I thank each and every one of you for joining me this morning. I am Pastor Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas. And you're now listening to us on 9:30 Bible study here at Harvest New Life Church in our studio. As I said before, we actually been given a gift to move on our radio broadcast, but also we have our actual second and fourth Sunday gathering. This Sunday is our first Sunday where we actually do our radio broadcast. For those who seem to not have a household or have a house to be able to dwell in and hear the Word of God, hey, come on over here and join us on the radio. Matter of fact, you can call in to the studio, 347-637-1074, and you can be a part of the show that's going on as of right now in this particular studio. Any questions you need to have answered, guess what? We're in Bible study. You know, it's not bad. You know, you can get on the Internet. You can go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. And you can actually get on the Internet and go to Schedules and Services and go midway through the page and you see the icon saying Power of the Harvest. And just click on that Blog Talk Internet radio icon, Power of the Harvest, and it'll bring you to the studio. For those who want to call into the studio this morning and ask any question that you want to ask, we're in Bible study. And we're dealing with the sure Word of God. And that word comes out of the number to call into the studio. Once again, excuse me for my skipping here, because I hear the Spirit of the Lord just speaking that somebody want to call, but something's been holding you. There are some things that have been going on in your life, and you don't know how to come out. You're more afraid of what your friends are going to say about you than what God says for you. The Word of God declares like this for those who are listening. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Anything that the enemy tries to throw to you through people, you got to believe that God has given you a seated promise, an oath, a sure word that comes from the kingdom. So those who have been calling to the studio, you can call in at 347-637-1074. Once again, that's 347-637-1074. If you're coming to the studio, you want to have a word you have to say, just go to the little tattletale button on your phone and just push line number one. Just hit that number one button that I bring you to the studio, and we ask you any questions that you may have concerning the Word of God on this particular broadcast, which is our Sunday school service this morning, which is the word we entitled A Sure Word That Comes from the Kingdom of God. But we thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. This is our Bible study. As I say, I can't go in depth in the Word the way I want to go into it, but for the sake of time, we got to move. We want you to join us at our 11 o'clock service, and it's also a broadcast service. It's going to be here on Blog Talk Internet Radio, as well as our Spreaker show. Well, let me correct that again. It won't be on the Blog Talk Internet Radio show, but it'll be on our Spreaker show. You can go to our Spreaker show. It's a podcast. And you can join us to our Spreaker show. For those who want to call into the studio and contact me, Pastor, personally, you can do that. I mean, I don't care what you're dealing with. Give me a call. And I don't mind speaking with you. This is what God designed me to do. I didn't just design me to live in a comfort and just be around and be some feel like I'm some kind of big shot. You know, he wanted me to talk to the people and comfort them in their needs. The Bible said, comfort ye, comfort ye, my people. The word Isaiah says in Isaiah 40, he said, though all of our sins were like scarlet, but through the power of God, he washed it through the blood. I think you never you're joining this morning. We thank God for you. We hope that you can join us at our 11 o'clock Spreaker show. We're also going to be running a Blog Talk show. I think my wife just told me here, First Lady Co-Pastor, that we are going to be running a Blog Talk show. Sometimes a pastor got so much on his mind, he got to think about what he's doing, where he's going. And I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's not easy because you got to have really good people around you. They want to see the vision move forward to what God has declared in your life and what he's declared for his ministry and the word that comes from the kingdom that goes to his people. So we thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. I am Pastor Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas, Texas, and I just thank you for just being with us on the course of this show, that even in the midst of what seems like things are going opposite in your life, trust God, believe in God, and know that through him, he can do everything and all things according to his kingdom. God bless you. God keep you. Hope to see you at 11 o'clock on our 11 o'clock service. And we thank you guys for joining this morning on this Bible study.
Whatever you're in tonight, you can come out. You say, sister, how do I get out? Praise your way out. It works. He breaks every fetter. That's why I don't care how long it takes. I don't mind waiting. Now, I don't think you heard what I said. I don't care how long it takes. If it takes him 20 years, because the Bible said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have been.